So as you probably know, those of us who are preaching will be preaching on the what's called the Psalms of Ascent, one of which we read today, very familiar to us, Psalm 121. So today we're gonna talk about the difference. And if you've been attending the session with Reverend Deacon Elizabeth, you'll see the same theme that comes from the Psalms of Ascent that we're gonna talk about today. And today we're gonna talk about the difference between wandering and being on a pilgrimage. So I'm betraying my age here, but back when I was a youth, it was a very popular thing to hitchhike, something which I do not recommend. Any of you young people listening here, don't do it. It's a really dangerous kind of activity, as it turns out, or potentially can be anyway. At the time, it was something that people did, I think, for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons people my age at the time, this I'm talking about the early 70s, mid 70s, would do it is because, well, for one thing, it was a very cheap form of transportation. I guess number two, you got to meet all kinds of interesting people, occasionally a little too interesting. And number three is there was this kind of, I don't know what to call it, this kind of idea in the air of the allure of the rogue. You know, maybe I could get Joan to sing for us, since she has a nice voice. Life is a highway, and I want to ride it all night long. You're not going to sing that for us right now, are you?
I could.
maybe later. As a special.
Maybe later.
You know, when we're all kind of familiar with that, the idea, and you open up any car commercial on TV, and it's the same thing. Life is not the arriving, it's the journey, right? That kind of thing. And when you get to my age, you can kind of see the evolution of the idea from kind of a, if you remember the beatniks, back from the beatniks who are, you know, ride the rails and you don't know where you're going, to kind of this kind of hippie idea, to it's made its way into commercials. It's really the same thought. Doesn't matter where you're going, it's just life on the open road, and isn't that great? So I remember myself hitchhiking, you know, with this kind of spirit in mind, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but this is what I was doing back in the days when the flute was a cool rock instrument. That was for like about 5 minutes. But anyway, back in the day, I remember traveling on hitchhiking through a valley and walking up the edge, waiting for a ride and playing my flute by the side of the road as I went. Not that flute isn't cool. It's a very cool instrument, but it rock wise. And, you know, playing it by the side of the road. And I was pretty entranced with myself, you know, being this free spirit on the road. But I can tell you from direct experience that if you do not have a destination in mind when you are traveling, you could conceivably end up in a place where you do not want to go. I'm thinking of the end of one of my expeditions, ending up in I don't know where I was. It was somewhere in Montana. It was a back road, it was dry, and I got out the back of the truck that I was hitchhiking in, and the guy tells his friends, where have I arrived? He goes, I don't really know if I like this guy very much. So not a bit of an unsettling experience. Well, we're Anglicans, I think we're, you know, Anglicans love Psalm 121. Put up your hand if you love Psalm 21. Well, yeah, we do. And one of the places where we have used it most frequently over the years is at funeral liturgies. I often pray it with the dying, and also at funeral liturgies. And the reason we play it at funeral liturgies is because it is about pilgrimage, really. And you think about it, and what does the psalm say? It talks about, well, we're on a journey. We're on a journey that's significant, where we know where we're going. We are not wandering in a way that signifies nothing, and we arrive at somewhere which doesn't mean anything. We are on a journey, and it's not just to anywhere, it's to a particular place. And like the psalm says, we are on a journey into God's presence, into the temple. And as Psalm 21 says, quite clearly, doesn't romanticize the journey. It will be challenging. There will be lots of dangers on the way. Our feet may get sore. We may get discouraged. We may wonder if we'll ever get there. But then the psalm says this, but the Lord does not sleep. Even when we're sleeping, the Lord does not sleep. He's not like one of those pagan deities that you have to wake up. If you remember the story of Elijah, maybe your God's asleep, he says. It's not like that. Our God is not asleep. Even when we're asleep, we may stumble, but he doesn't stumble. We may feel a little bit lost, but he's not lost. The Lord is not pointlessly wandering. In fact, the psalm says that he is at our right hand. So you could say that the Lord, if you're on a pilgrimage towards a goal, which is the kingdom of God in this present life and in the age to come, we can say the Lord is both beside us at our right hand, not sleeping, not allowing us to slumber. He's not slumbering, and that he is both with us and ahead of us at the same time. So Psalm 21, which we read at funerals, is not reserved for funerals. It was as good as it is to be said at funerals. It was originally literally sung by pilgrims as they walked together, tired, sore, exhausted, excited, happy, discouraged, together to the temple. So I don't know if you ever had the experience of walking together with a group of people, especially maybe if you're a little bit worn out and people start to sing together. It really is very encouraging, and people are kind of encouraging each other on to go forward. And that's what Psalm 21 is. Yes, first of all, let's establish we are not wandering. we know where we're going, but it is exhausting, it's confusing, and God has given this psalm for us to sing in order to go forward with courage and with hope, because the temple is awaiting us. So we can think a little bit. So I think about my journey, my journey romantically, standing by the side of the road with playing my flute very badly, I must say. I only ever learned to play in the key of C, so maybe that's why I didn't get picked up very much. Wasn't a very good flute playing. But I think of myself as very romantic in my own mind. I'm this traveler that's just free. The truth of the matter is that I was going home to visit my parents. I actually had a destination in mind, and it was to be like the prodigal son who actually was going home, which was, in truth, I was not wandering. In truth, I was on a pilgrimage. So we may get tired. We at St. George's know what it's like to be on a prolonged pilgrimage, and we all each know in our own lives what it's like to be in a prolonged pilgrimage. We may get tired, our feet may get sore, we may become anxious. So it's important to read Psalm 21 and say to ourselves, allow God to say to us, you're not wandering. Your journey is not pointless. You're not wandering, because the Lord is standing by our right side, and leading us ahead. And he doesn't fall asleep, and he doesn't allow our foot to be moved. And you are not, most importantly, we are not walking alone. And by that, I don't mean, just mean we're walking with the Lord, which we are. But if you are on a pilgrimage, you're not wandering by, on the hills by yourself playing your flute. You are with a fellow group of pilgrims. So here is the strange and shocking truth that we can tell ourselves in 2021 in this culture, which tells us life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long. The truth is, it's okay to say this. I'm not wandering. I actually have a destination. It's okay to have a destination. It's okay to know where we're going, at least the general direction. It's okay to know that we're walking together to the temple in this age and in the age to come. So let's think about this question during the week. One question, that is, how does knowing that we are on a pilgrimage, not wandering in our lives, but on a pilgrimage in our lives, how and with other pilgrims, knowing that when you wake up every day, knowing you're on a pilgrimage every day with your fellow travelers, not wandering, how does that change everything? If you wake up every day and going, yeah, my steps are pointed towards Jerusalem, and the Lord is my keeper, and these fellow pilgrims and I are singing this song together. How does that change everything every day? You know, maybe we can think about that during the course of the week. I'm just going to say a brief prayer with you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that as you walked with the disciples towards Emmaus, they couldn't see you. Sometimes, Lord, maybe we can't see you either, but you're always walking before us, and you are leading us forward. We thank you that you have given us this gift, which is a well-trodden highway, which leads into your presence. And we offer this prayer in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.